Now call the board back in session.
Case number 11,223, Glenn and Carol Labeds, southwest of Second Hole, a.k.a. Bay Hill Drive, and 0.25 miles south of Sussex Pine Road, Road 324, being lot 3, Block E, within Gulf Village Development. Tax map ID is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 72, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Glenn Lovitz, 2 Bay Hill Drive, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Glenn Lovitz, and I've applied for a variance to the zoning for a shed in the rear of our yard. My family and I purchased the property approximately 11 years ago. At that time, the shed was existing to the property in the existing position. I believe we have a survey which indicates that. The property and indeed the neighborhood is unique as it's a mature neighborhood. It has existing trees and plantings along with paved walkway from the shed in addition to a ramp on the shed. At the time of purchase, we were unaware of any violation that was not called to our attention at all. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Moving the shed would require, at a minimum, the removal of the brick path. To remove even part of the brick path would not enable me to get my tractor and gardening tools out from the shed because of the proximity of the existing deck that leads into the house. We have not created the difficulty. The effects on the surrounding will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The variance will not alter it. To the contrary, we believe it will keep the existing character of the neighborhood in place, as I said, since it is an older neighborhood. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, it will not. And the variance will represent the least modification possible for us. And I believe that's all I have.
Okay.
Any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
What precipitated you finding out you needed a variance?
We received a notice of violation. There are actually three sheds. I have two rear neighbors, and the three sheds were sort of cohorted together in the back. And I received a notice of violation. I'm assuming the other property owners had as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickman?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
And I, Mr. Calloway, have none. Okay. Hearing no other. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, you want to come forward and please be sworn? Sir, you can just sit down right up front. Okay. You need to be sworn in first, ma'am, please.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Judith Davidson, 13 Fairway East Drive, Georgetown, Gulf Village, 19947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
I am one of the three sheds that Glenn Lovitz is referring to.
Okay.
I also received a violation. I have moved my shed. It has been brought in probably 15 feet right now while I re-elevate the ground, and it will be reset in complying with the required 5 feet on each side.
Okay.
One of the attorneys that live in our neighborhood had joked many months ago to me that he called it shed corner. And I said, well, I have no problem moving mine. And I did move it. I think it would behoove all of us if we followed the 5-foot setback. It would look much better.
Okay.
I have measured from the iron pipe on my property that adjoins their property. And at one end, the east end, it's only 27 to 30 inches from the iron pipe. Coming back to my property line, and at the other end, it's only 35 to 36 inches. I also, like he did, purchased my house 8 years ago, never knowing that there was any violation. And mine, before I moved it 2 weeks ago, was 3.5 feet in from one side and 7 feet, 2 inches from Ledbetter's side.
Okay.
Ma'am, did you have a brick walkway or anything on yours?
No, but I had to have 4 nice trees removed in order to bring mine in to comply with a 5-foot setback. And then since then, I've also removed 7 more trees that were on my property, but they were close to the property line with the Ledbetter's, trying to make an improvement. A lot of water wants to settle back there. I'm going to have it re-elevated once everything dries. Right now, Randy Gooner had to pull his trucks out because things were starting to sink with all the water that we've had. But I'm just trying to make an improvement to the property.
You made the effort to put your shed in and meet the setbacks.
Oh, absolutely, and they all need to meet it.
Okay, thank you.
And the main reason we're probably both here tonight is the third shed owner built his shed without going to the Homeowners Association getting approval, nor did he get a permit from planning and zoning. And then to make it worse, just a few weeks ago, I observed him pulling up my stake. So I had Adams and Kemp, one of the owners of the company, came back out and restaked my property. The owner didn't realize at the time he removed the stake that there's an iron pipe in the ground, too. And so I called Kelly Passwaters. I guess you all know who she is with planning and zoning. And she came out and measured after I had the new stake put in. And she just said, Judith, this isn't where your stake was when I came out to measure for the other people. And she thought she was getting a true 5-foot setback because they lied to her and said that they had moved their shed when they hadn't. What they did was take my stake, move it over, and hammer it in my ground so they could get a 5-foot measurement. So I know they have received another violation notice, but they're not 5 feet. And they should have to move because they're the ones that kind of started this whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Sir, you want to respond to it?
As I stated, with the existing pathway there and the existing flower beds, we absolutely believe that it will be a hardship to move our shed out the required length and not be able to remove my lawn tractor out for that. As I said, it is existing. It has existed for at least the last 11 years, and I'm sure longer than that.
By moving up that far, you make a difference getting your tractor in and out of that shed.
I'm sorry?
By moving up that far, you make a difference getting your tractor in and out of that shed.
Yeah, it's about a 6-foot pathway between the existing deck on the house. So to move it out, to erase sort of 2 feet from that 6 feet, I'd be bumping right up against there. Plus, we have fat flower beds. Existing flower beds in front of the shed, and they would be raised, and therefore it would actually, we believe, alter the look of the area.
Is the survey that you have here shows the deck not protruding any further than the end of the porch? Is that correct? Or does that deck go further back now or something?
No, that's about the same length.
Well, then it would appear if this survey is to scale that you had at least 20 feet between your shed and your deck.
And I have about a 6-foot, and I have an electronic picture. I don't know if you'd accept electronic picture.
You can show it to us.
Okay.
We really don't have a way to put that into the record, so that's... That's the one problem that we've got,
okay.
You know. I mean, I don't know how the office is going to keep that in the record if you're looking to show that to the board.
Oh, here's
the town.
Is that any different than someone that puts something on an easel and then takes it out?
Because those are usually, I believe in those cases, there's a paper copy that's been submitted to the board.
Okay.
Generally.
Okay. I guess the answer is no.
No, the answer is no. So.
Sorry.
No, no, no.
My first time here, so.
That's fine.
But I have about a 6-foot actual paved walkway, and then there is a ramp in front of the shed to, because the shed is elevated. So there is a ramp to go up to the entrance of the shed.
So it's a paved walkway. It's not brick.
No, I'm sorry. It's a brick, an inlaid brick walkway.
Pavers.
Pavers, yes, sir.
Which can we remove? You can lift them up and take them out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But by doing so, it would disturb your walkway as well as your flower beds?
Correct. That is correct.
What's the shed set on?
To tell you the truth, I'm not exactly sure. I believe it's some cinder blocks, but I'm not entirely sure.
Has a built wooden floor in the shed?
That is correct.
And what size is it again? What size shed?
The shed, I would probably say it's about 10 by 15-ish.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay. Hearing none then. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Again, we've already done that. Okay, now chair will entertain. I've already done that. Chair will, you can sit down then now, sir. Okay, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,223 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 11,223 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Records?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,223 is taken under advisement. What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay?
Thank you.